Perhaps you've heard it, Susan Stamberg's recipe for cranberry relish. She's offered it to listeners for every Thanksgiving since the early 1970s. Many of us at WUWM have heard her rattle off the ingredients, but never assembled them. So this week, our web person, Michelle Matternowski, brought in a batch of Mama Stamberg's cranberry relish so we could sample it. It's pink. Here are some of the reactions.
I have a feeling it's quite disgusting.
Yep.
Horseradish and cranberry.
Who's digging in first?
So, Michelle.
All right, guys.
It's almost a coleslaw quality than cranberry relish. I mean, you get used to the can of stuff, and it's not.
It's a refined coleslaw,
mm-hmm.
Not with the shredded vegetables, but with different vegetables. It's more of a horseradish kick to it. Horseradish
really
and
onion.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good.
Yeah, I'm actually pleasantly surprised.
You know what would be perfect for? I like coleslaw on sandwiches. And this combines coleslaw and the cranberry, which I think is too sweet for a sandwich. But it combines both of those.
Yeah.
I think it would be good on a roast beef sandwich, to be honest.
Yeah.
Usually don't have roast beef left over the day after Thanksgiving.
Coleslaw.
Are you going to try it, David?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
I love that horseradish. All right, I want the recipe.
Okay, I'll email it out to you.
Really? Thank you.
What do you think? You helped make
it. I was really afraid of it, but it's not bad. I think you would have to clearly label it because it does look like Jell-O, so that people don't accidentally put like a huge heaping on their plate.
I would never ever put that on my plate at Thanksgiving dinner, but it's not disgusting.
Why wouldn't you put it on your plate?
Because it's not really for me.
Marty, did you try it yet?
I did. It tastes really interesting. It's good. So ideally, this goes over the turkey, right? You could maybe use it as a dip, too.
Yeah. You didn't try it.
I will. As soon as the mic's off.
Oh, no, we need that on for you.
Spoon up.
There's some horseradish in there.
Wow, do you like it?
It's got a very smooth finish.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
You know, I thought it tasted really good when you first put it in your mouth, and then it lost it.
Well, then you're supposed to be moving on to, like, your stuffing. And I think it was worth making.